Wednesday night, Yud Nisan, Chovos Halvavos, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi, the end of Perek Hamishi, all the different things that the Yetzer throws at a person. And we're on page Kuf Tzadik, and we're in the last paragraph, the last four lines. In the last paragraph, the very last thing we learned is he'll try to negate the chashivas of learning Torah. He'll say it's enough to know some basic things, but to really delve into it, the whole scope of Torah really is, if we learned our whole lives, I think it would be fair to say we wouldn't scratch the surface of Torah. Just look around at the Sforum, right? It's all Torah. It's all Torah. It's all questions and answers and back and forth. And this is, you know, there's nothing. You go to a well-stocked library. It's just
what? He said he's doing his best.
The well-stockingness is not you. That's not your fault. You're the one making it accessible. That's only good.
Building the size of the Library of Congress to even make a dent.
You're making it accessible. I'd say an average of 30 new Sforum come out every week. That's what the Sforum stores tell me. An average of 30 new Sforum every week. Especially nowadays when it's so easy to self-publish. And plus all the remakes of all the old Sforum. Someone's always making either a new Tur, or a new Minchas Chinuch, or a new Shulchan Aruch, or a new Rambam, or a new Mishnayos, or a new anything. They just came out. Haggadah started now new. They have, like, you know, the Netziv's Haggadah is now annotated with footnotes and comments. The Netziv's Maisanisim, his Haggadah is now annotated and with footnotes. The Aruch HaShulchan's Haggadah, redone, annotated, footnotes, comments. Just people are looking, you know, everybody wants to be an author. Right? Meanwhile, I have them all licked. I'm the art scroll. Right?
Was it
art scroll?
Yeah, it was in the recommended reading.
Not the art scroll. I have nothing to do with those books, no. So he tries to negate it, and this is, I don't know, again, you know, I grew up with this, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, when, 60s more, you know, 50s I was a kid, 60s I was a teenager, and there was a very prevailing emphasis on getting a degree and being, you know, learned in areas that would, the way the Chavis Halvavos says it, again, he's 1,000 years ago, to make you chashav b'nei the olam, and you know the basics of learning, and that's enough. Chumash, you can spend your whole life. It shouldn't to be said. Spend your whole life learning chumash. Most people, including yeshiva guys and kollel guys, everybody. It's very sad. End up learning chumash on the level of the fourth grade. You know, they only get past that. They're happy if they learn Chumash with Rashi and they know Rashi, right? And then, you know, Rashi, you could spend your whole life. We have 11 Mefarshim of Rashi. Just to delve into Rashi, can give you a headache. It's Ein Sof. Torah is Ein Sof because Torah reflects the universe, and the universe is Ein Sof. And every once in a while, an art scroll, we stick to pshat. We don't even know, but it's good pshat. It's like what we call gesunter pshat. You know, we make sure everything's clear. We hope so. But every once in a while, we bump up against the question, and like utterly amazing. No one seems to have ever asked it before, and like it's amazing. And really, people experience this when they learn themselves. It's not just art scroll. You ask a question, you start asking around. Say, hey, that's a good question. And you're like, no one thought of this before.
Well, maybe you've never thought of an answer before.
What?
Maybe they were full of an answer before.
Maybe, but there's plenty of questions and answers that are written that...
usually it's when lacking creativity or something,
no? I don't know, usually. You asked a good question a few weeks ago, right? It was a good question. Everybody, you know, okay, let's go. The last four lines on Kuf Tzadik. Don't listen to him. So very clever. The Chazalvodas really jumps from one type of enticement to another. He says, it'll make you jealous. You'll look at others with a bad eye, with jealousy. Meaning as follows. If they are more matzliach in learning than you, so you will develop a grudge against them, and you will want to bring them down. Notar talahem. This is already, in yeshivas, you could have this, or even not in yeshivas. Like someone could, you want to show. It becomes a burning problem that, how come he's better than me, and this and that, we're learning. So the truth is, there's so many answers to that, it's not even a question, but then you want to show, he doesn't really know how to learn, right? He doesn't really know how to learn. Sometimes a Rav has that from people. Right, he says, he doesn't really know this. Mishnah Chofetz Chaim brings down Shmiras Haloshen, a very common way to attack a Rav, is to say, he doesn't really know. He can look up a Mishnah Berurah, big deal. So that's a Yetzer Hara. Notar to lahem, you hold it against them. The Tachshov lahamimam ulahashpilam, to bring them down. Baskircham is mikro sehem. You say, okay, but he doesn't know Tanakh. Or okay, but he doesn't know Yerushalmi. Okay, but he doesn't know Shas. Or what does he know? He knows Daf Yomi. What's the big deal? Daf Yomi level. He doesn't know Lamdas. He'll Ki'ilu, and this is a very tremendous insight into the whole inyan of jealousy. Even though he says it here, when you're jealous of their prowess in learning or in doing mitzvahs, but this is true about every jealousy. As if they stole it from you. When you're jealous, you develop this feeling, you see that car in that guy's driveway, he got it from me. That's my car. That's what jealousy is. It's an insight into jealousy, that you feel it belongs by you, and you don't have it because he has it. The psychology of jealousy is that you feel that you don't have it because he has it. Which is another way of saying he took it away from you. Really, you would have it, but you don't have it because he does. It's absurd.
He mentioned the same thing, or to an extent, in the last parrot.
Yeah. Kilu heim shadadu b'mchat v'nascha, as if. He says it very starkly, and it makes you giggle when you learn it, but that's really what the psychology of jealousy is. As if they stole from you your intelligence, their intelligence, they stole it from you. So if they're matzliach and you're not, you'll want to bring them down because you're going to be jealous of them. This is the Yetzer Hara. And if you're more matzliach than them, then the Yetzer Hara has the Yetzer Hara of Gaiva to bring you down with. You'll look down on them, you'll be contemptuous of them or condescending to them. Or you'll make sure that they know that you know how to learn better than them. Biglal yisaron havanescha, because of the your advantage in learning and understanding. The tashpilem, and you'll put them down. Biglal iyadiyasam utfarsim is a behamon, and you'll use it. This is what Bali Gaiva do. They put down the other person, and therefore they gain, or they imagine that they gain esteem and respect from others by putting other people down, by putting someone else down. At the end, you'll be ashamed always to admit you don't know. People will ask you something and you won't know the answer, but you'll be ashamed, because if you don't know, then you're as bad as the next guy that you always make fun of. So you end up not being able to admit that you don't know something, and who knows what can come out of that. But Tigbar Ruchacha Melulmod, it won't pass for you to chazer, right? Because chazering implies you would forget otherwise. The Yoram Lipchobei say Limud, he's describing all of the various consequences that come out of the psychology of gaiva, of arrogance. First, he described the psychology of jealousy. If the other people are more matzliach than you, it makes you jealous, with all of the consequences of that mindset. And if you're more matzliach, then all the consequences of the mindset of gaiva. The tokutz kasher makshim alecha, you'll end up saying a shir or a chabura, and they'll start asking kashas on you, and you'll be insulted or annoyed, how dare they ask a question on you. The tarbel yaches la'atzmucha sayadiyya, and you'll always be making it very obvious or clear or open how much you know. V'tishader b'yachescha l'chavercha, right, choser yadiyya, you'll push yourself up in your relations with your friend. V'tispor b'achloma samisecha, and this is really getting dangerously close to miskabig b'klon chavero, where you will feel uplifted and respected if the other guy has a michshel. You know, you're standing around in a group, and sitting at a table, and one guy says something, and it's nebuch wrong, he put his foot in his mouth. So everybody laughs, and now you think you moved up one notch. And this is all the terrible consequences of gaiva. So again, this paragraph describes the person who already is learning and is a Talmud Chacham, the various pitfalls which the Yetzirah tries to throw his way, either to be jealous of those who have steig past him, and to want to bring them down, and to talk against them, and to show they don't really know anything, or they don't really know as much as they put forth they know. Or the other way, if you've made it, you moved up in the world, then tries to make you about gaiva, and that certainly is anti Hashem and against Hashem, and not the way you're supposed to be. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll finish tomorrow night. That's the game plan. No Tanya tomorrow night. I'm going to send an email. And now I'll sit here with the express stories. So it's a shame. Maybe we'll finish.